We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back to Drive, Bob and Jeff. There it is, Gordon Lightfoot, Sundown, checks in at number 83.
Nice.
Is that all you got?
Sounds all right.
Aren't you kind of impressed with the list so far?
I don't know if impressed is the right word.
You're not put off by it.
Not so far.
Von Hayes joins us. His Clarinda A's in action tonight at Lawrence Newmont Stadium. Feature game, 7:30 against the Hayes Larks. At 7, I mean. Vaughn, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on, Vaughn. You have a lot of history in this tournament, and now a little bit different history is you've come back to Clarinda. You're managing this team. What's that been like for you?
Actually, I'm the assistant manager. Ryan Eberle's the manager.
Yeah, but he wants you to make all the decisions.
I don't know about that, but we work pretty good together. But I found myself coming back to Clarinda a little bit more and more every year, and I've owned property out there for 20-something years. So found myself spending the summer out there this year. So Mrs. Eberle, she's pretty persuasive. She, general manager, persuaded me to help out with the team, and I've enjoyed every moment of it.
Vaughn, you've managed, you're assistant managing now with Clarinda. I believe you've done some independent league managing out in the California League, AA. So what do you like about players maybe just either kind of beginning their development or not all the way complete? Why do you like working with those type of players?
Oh, mainly because they listen. you know, as you get further up the ladder, closer to the major league level, I guess. You can still be helpful, but you have to kind of go about it a little bit differently. But, the younger players, you just feel like you have a little bit more of an impact on not only their physical tools, but the mental side of the game. You can teach them how to work every day, what's expected of them. Especially these kids that are getting ready to sign, they're going to have a rude awakening once they get the pro ball with some of the things that they've been able to get away with up to this point. So it's nice to be able to point things out to them and let them know that, hey, I've got 4 years of working with the affiliated clubs, the A's and the Diamondbacks, and it's a little different on the pro level.
Von Hayes with us, seventh, eighth in the MVP voting with the Phillies in 1986, led the league that year with 46 doubles. Played at Clarinda before you went into pro ball. Then you came back and played just a little bit with them after pro ball. Now here you are again. So describe to our listeners, Vaughn, the charm of Clarinda, Iowa. What is it about that place that continues to pull you and many others who have played for the A's back to that community?
Yeah, I mean, I could only speak for myself, but I came out to Clarinda from California, from St. Mary's College, who was previously sending players there every year, and I just kind of followed in the footsteps of some of the kids that were older than me. But once I got there, I had never been in an environment where the community kind of embraced the players, and the only thing they expected you to do was just give them 100% on the field, play hard, and make their beloved A's look good. In return, they hosted you. They took you into their homes. They fed you. They gave you jobs if you wanted them. And on top of all that, when Merle was alive and pretty much continued with the Eberle family, was, you know, the morals and the ethics and the family atmosphere that make baseball such a beautiful sport.
Well, and I'm going to ask you a nicknames question. Obviously, I think the one you're most known for is Purple Von Purple Haze by Chris Berman, but I'm checking out your baseball reference page. It says your nickname is 5-for-1. So, A, how did you feel about the Purple Haze nickname? And, B, where did 5-for-1 come from?
Well, I've never really gone by 5-for-1. That was a nickname that Pete Rose pegged on me as soon as I walked in the clubhouse of with the Philadelphia Phillies. But the Von Purple Haze was one that I'm more known for, very much appreciated by Chris Berman. And it was kind of funny because after he gave me that nickname, I ran into him a couple of years later. We were playing in San Francisco, and he was standing by the batting cage. And I went up to him, and I said, "Hey, Chris, I want to first thank you for thinking of me and give me a nickname that I'm sure will stick for life. But also, we're in the perfect city, and I don't know if anybody's ever given you a nickname." And he said, "No." He said, "No, what do you got for me?" I said, "Well, we're in San Francisco, so let's go with Chris Berman of Alcatraz."
It's not bad.
He loved it, you know. He said he loved it. So, no, that was a good nickname. It stuck for quite a few years.
Now, a guy like me who's older, I've followed baseball for many, many years, certainly followed your career closely in the National League with the Phillies. But when you're working with these youngsters today that are 18, 19, 20 years old, do they know you? Do you talk to them much about your career? Do you try to make them aware of what you've accomplished, or how does that work?
Well, the beauty of it is once they know that you had any time in the major leagues, you know, there's a special thing out there called Google.
Yeah, there is.
Really, I really don't have to do anything. They'll check it out. They'll come up with their own, you know, program.
So it's good to know that still impresses young people, that getting to the big leagues still gets their attention.
But whenever I talk to them about the major leagues or whatever, or my teaching, you know, I tell them, listen, don't look at me and think that I'm the know-it-all or whatever, but let me just tell you about some of the guys I played with. I walked into a clubhouse with 5 Hall of Famers when I went to Philadelphia. I include Pete Rose in that group. You know, Mike Schmidt, Tony Perez, Joe Morgan, Steve Carlton. You know, and so I tell them, I said, when I try to instruct you or try to guide you, don't think it's just coming from me. You know, I'm passing on information from all these great players that helped my career, and I may not have done it expertly like they did, but I can certainly tell you or instruct you on how it should be done. And then if you don't want to listen, that's completely up to you. But it's kind of funny, though, because, you know, these are all household names to us, but a lot of the kids, they don't even know who Mike Schmidt was, you know, or Steve Carlton, or a lot of these Hall of Famers. It's just kind of crazy how quickly, you know, these young players can forget.
So, obviously, Von, you played with a lot of iconic players. You just mentioned a couple. When I was getting into baseball, I was born in 82, so it was the late 80s, and, you know, as I started to become the fan that I am now. And one guy who always stuck out to me for his hair, his Jerry Curl, Steve Jeltz. That's a guy who just is with me, and he'll be with me forever. Do you have any good Steve Jeltz story?
Played at KU.
Yeah, played at KU.
Steve was a great teammate, you know, and I know he's from this area, I think probably the most incredible play, and he was a slick fielding, hell of an athlete, shortstop, you know, he could play the outfield, but probably the best defensive play I've ever seen was actually with him hitting, and I felt so bad for him because he was in kind of a slump, and finally hits a rocket up the middle, and Mark Grant with the San Diego Padres was the pitcher, and he was sideways, and he threw his glove behind his back as the ball was going behind his back. He threw his glove at the ball. The ball got caught in his webbing for a split second and flung up in the air and hit the first baseman on a dead run to first base. One of the most bizarre, incredible plays I've ever seen. And for Steve, he was dying for a hit and didn't quite get one that night.
Von Hayes is our guest. He's the co-manager of the Clarinda A's. They play tonight at 7 o'clock in the NBC World Series against the Hayes Larks. I want to ask you about another Kansan that you played a long time with in Philadelphia, and that's Darren Dalton, who grew up here in Arkansas City, which is pretty close to us here in Wichita. That's a guy that we really miss. Very tough to lose him in the last year or so. What was Darren like?
Darren was a great friend, and a probably equally, if not better, teammate. I was a little older than Darren, so when he came up to the Phillies and was getting established with the Phillies, you know, I was pretty much already established in the big leagues and with the Phillies as an everyday player. But we were one of the only two guys, I think two or three guys that were single on the team. We were still single. So actually he was in my only wedding, and I was in his first wedding. So we were pretty close. And the thing about Darren is I felt so bad for him because you can see the talent there in the early years, but he kept getting hurt, and he'd get a chance and start to shine, and then he'd get hurt again. And that went on for probably his first 4 or 5 years battling through injuries. But it was kind of funny because he was such a hard worker, you know, off the field, that it almost became a blessing because he kept getting stronger and stronger physically, to the point where when he finally got his chance to really play every day and shine, he made the most of it, and then became, you know, an all-star catcher and led the league in runs in RBIs 1 year and MVP candidate. I mean, he's just a great player and just a good person, and we miss him dearly.
So, Vaughn, just rolling through your, matchups against pitchers, you absolutely owned Rick Sutcliffe, 27 hits and 61 at-bats, 5 homers, 9 walks. You just destroyed him. Obviously, being a left-handed hitter, he was a right-handed pitcher. That helped, but those are crazy numbers. Why'd you have such success against Rick Sutcliffe, a Cy Young winner?
You know what? Rick had great stuff. He was an awesome pitcher. He had all the pitches, you name it. But, you know, he was an ex-teammate of mine with Cleveland. So, I don't know. He was a nice guy. And, you know, it was like there was no fear factor, I don't think, of him, like, drilling me, even though he probably should have somewhere along the line there. But something about certain pitchers, you just see the ball better. And I think he mentioned that 1 year on ESPN. They were asking, you know, who's had the most success. And he mentioned my name, and they asked him why, and he said something like, because Vaughn doesn't have – I never try to outthink things. You know, I just look for the ball and try to cover a couple different pitches and hit it hard. And that's kind of like, you know, if you try to outthink Rick Sutcliffe, you're gonna have a tough time. So I just looked for the ball and covered certain parts of the plate. And with Mike Schmidt hitting behind me, you know, he was kind of forced to continue to work to me.
Vaughn, I do the show with my son, Jeff, and we're doing this interview, obviously, and he's a big Indians fan. And I just looked back to see the trade that was made. The Indians dealt you to the Phillies in 1982. Now, you were a young guy, a promising guy. This was viewed as a very good trade for the Phillies at the time, and it turned out to be that way. But 5 players went back to Cleveland in that deal: Jay Boller, Julio Franco, Manny Trio, George Vukovich, and Jerry Willard. How did that strike a young guy at the time, being traded for 5 players?
Well, you know, I think everybody made a big deal about it more than it was in my, you know, to me at the start. I was confident. I'd never been injured. Things were going great. And, you know, it really didn't matter. Where I had trouble was when I went to spring training that first year with the new team, Phillies. I got hurt the second game I played, missed all of spring training. Missed the first part of the season with a torn quadricep and pulled hamstrings. So it was the first time I'd ever been hurt. So then dealing with that and then starting the season a week or two into the season, starting at home, high expectations. I mean, it was tough. I'll admit, I mean, I had some good spurts that first year, but all in all, it was just a battle to try to, I was just trying too hard. And I had a horrible year. And unfortunately, that was the year that we went to the World Series, and I wasn't able to help my team that year. I had lost my job up to that point. So that first year in Philadelphia was a nightmare. But I finally came to the realization that, you know, you're trying to satisfy way too many people. You know, if you're trying to make everybody happy, it's never going to happen. So I took a good look in the mirror and said, okay, you love to play the game. You know, you hit home runs. You don't want to be selfish about this, but just make yourself happy first, you know, and go back to the simple things and see what happens. And that's kind of like the attitude I took the second year going in was, you know, let's have some fun and look yourself in the mirror, figure out the type of player you used to be and get after it.
Vaughn, we really appreciate talking to you. Congratulations on an excellent major league career and finding your place in Clarinda. I think that's extremely cool, and good luck to the A's in the NBC World Series.
Well, I thank you. Thank you very much. And it's always good to be back in the area. It's such a good baseball town.
Thanks, Vaughn.
Thanks, Vaughn.
All right, Vaughn Hayes, there you go.
Enjoyed that.
Former that's, Indian.
That's two big leaguers we just spoke with.
Well, who do you want next?
Glenn Allen Hill.
I don't think so. Back in a moment with Jive Talk on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.